Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Travis Roy, is there a conspiracy to keep us from learning the truth about giants?
Well, I mean, for years, I tried not to even look at that question because, you know, I was like, well, hey, look, I am just about finding this ancient history because it's not been taught to us and just putting it out there. Let's just blast it out there because there are young people coming up who have no clue about ancient history. But the longer I've gone, you know, I would try to not look that question right in the eye, right? But as my research went along, you know, I found these articles I just read to you. Like, they were excited, and they actually strongly argued for the right. And we'll just say, you can call it, let's just call it the museums, right? Because the Smithsonian was the head of all, like, basically the head of all, you know, ancient historical museums. You know, finding that article where they're super excited about it. And then finding another article where they say giant skulls from Peru are, you can see them on display within the Smithsonian Institution. You can see their skulls and their weapons, the giant's weapons, in the Smithsonian, 1900. I found an article where they come in and they buy a 9-foot mummy from a dime museum that was going out of business in 1895, and they sent in a lot of people, and they found out it was an authentic, real skeleton / mummy of a 9-foot individual, and they said this would be great to put on display in the Smithsonian. And then all of a sudden, in 1934, you have this new guy named Alice Herdlicka. He's a real dude. You can look him up. And something changed. And they're getting tired of people finding them because they couldn't control that. And so was there a conspiracy or, you know, was there a cover up or is there? I don't know. If you just follow that little trail right there, it seems to say yes. But I'm no insider.
Well, I think the person that you mentioned there, what was his name again?
His name was Alice Herdlicka.
I think, and I could be wrong, maybe somebody else earlier, there was an effort after a while to show that the Native American tribes were the first ones here, and that there were no other, you know, like the Vikings had never got here, you know, the Chinese didn't get here, nobody else got here except the Native American tribes, and then Columbus. And so anything that was being presented as contrary to that was routinely dismissed.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I forget the gentleman's name, but you are right. So he did precede this guy in 1934. There was a guy in the more early 1900s, and I wish I could remember his name. But you're right. There was a push even previously before that to change the narrative of the story to keep it more like it is today.
Well, and, you know, I can see his point somewhat, because before that, there was a lot being written that the Native Americans, there had been no way that they had the smarts to build, say, like Cahokia or some of the other sites, even as far down as, you know, the Olmecs and the Maya, that they were not smart enough or capable enough of doing the work that they did, so that there had to have been a white influence that did all this for, you know, to help the silly Native Americans along. So, I mean, you know, I could see where or why they were trying to do this, to try to, you know, to get away from that prejudice. However, it's kind of like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. You know, everything was being tossed aside.
Right. Yeah. No, I see it just like you see it on that regards. Like, yeah, it does. It makes it sound bad. And that does make sense for them to say, well, because anybody, I believe, is capable of anything, right? I mean, if you put something, your mind to something, doesn't matter what you look like, you can get it done. Unless it's something like a, you know, massive megalithic walls on this fort or something, where he's like, well, it's going to have to be a giant to erect that. But who's to say what the giant looked like? Because, you know, some of these giant tribes, we didn't talk about this yet, but they mixed in with the native cultures. You had, was it Captain John Smith, went up the Susquehanna River, and the Susquehanna Indian tribe or native tribe, he said everything about these dudes were huge. Like, they were just massive men. They were like giants. And he witnessed them himself and wrote about it. So, yeah, you're right. It's not... throw everything out, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like, but I think you're right. That is one reason they said, you know what, we gotta rein this down. But you can't rein down truth, right? You can't pull truth out just because somebody might be getting the feelings hurt, you know?
Well, and you know, we have these stories from these well-known explorers, in the early days, that had these reports of seeing giants still intermingling with these tribes, yet people tend to accept one aspects of their stories, but then ignore the others that are inconvenient.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like you know, the stories of Magellan and some of the earlier explorers running into giants in South America, and giants who weren't very friendly either. I think it was the Magellan stories that said that they lost a number of crewmen to these giants who chased them back to their boats.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't all nice, that's for sure.
So... I was just looking at, because Gene had asked, I think, if there had been any recent discoveries of giant bones. And I'm seeing here a story about a giant female skull discovered in 2013 in Ecuador.
Oh, okay.
So this skeleton was 7'4" tall.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and considering they were saying the average height of a woman in those days was only 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But let's see. And it says the remains of a much larger giant were found in Ecuador in 1964. They said that this one would have been over 15 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the bones were over 10,000 years old, but it doesn't say how they came to that deduction unless it was determined by how deep it was found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a lot of these other countries, they're more ready to admit that than, like, say, maybe our own country. Not sure why. We've been talking about that and the reasons why, maybe. But... I think it's incredible when they come out with these more recent articles like that. I feel like I came across one not too long ago from like the Scandinavia region, and these men were very large men, these ancient Vikings that they had dug up, and I'll say they were like around. Seemed like they said they were well above well above 6 feet is how the article wrote it. Right, that's like all they were going to give it, but. There were some pretty big dudes that were found and not that long ago, just a few years back, an article that I came across.
So now, in the United States, in North America, are there any locations that seem to have an abundance of these bones discovered, or are they just kind of scattered about, helter-skelter, in every state?
Yeah.
We will look for that abundance or possible abundance of evidence about giants and more with Travis Gene and Tim, you're in
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So is there perhaps other evidence to look forward to, Travis?
Yeah, I hope so, as far as finding more, but like, there were so many of these giants, you know, concentrated within, like, the Ohio Valley. You have Ohio, like, Indiana was a big concentration of them, large concentration of them. California had a lot up and down the coast Florida seemed to have a lot. They were, to me, they seemed to be a little bit smaller of giants in Florida, but yet they were around 7 to 8 feet tall. So that it almost seemed to be a different tribe or race of giants almost there. I don't know. But, you know, I do find them all over the place, really. But the big pockets are, you know, California, the north area around the Ohio Valley. And, I mean, every once in a while I'll find them in Texas. Like, and a lot of times they're close to, like, rivers, very near rivers. I like that.
I know I ran across an old newspaper article that I think it was around 1874 where a giant skull was discovered in a mound that would have been just a 10-minute drive from my house here in southern Indiana. Of course, I tried to track it down, but obviously the mound has long since disappeared, unfortunately, which, I mean, that happens a lot with the smaller ones. They fall under the plow, so to speak.
Right. You know, it's funny. Some of these mounds, they don't have to be all that tall. Like, sometimes they're only, like, 3 feet tall. And so, like, your eye might not grab it, right? And then they were digging in them, and then you find these giants. So they weren't always massive. Because I know Ohio, in that area, they have some massive, you know, a story, 1 to 2 story tall, just heaps of earth on these burial mounds. But they're not always, it's not always that case. Like, sometimes they're very, very relatively small. And I don't know if that's because of these years of erosion, because, you know, some of them, or it could be years of plowing, you know, but sometimes these are in forested areas where they find them too.
So what do you think comes next with this? I mean, you've been collecting. Okay, let me step back from what I was going to say. How many newspaper articles so far have you collected and put up for others to see? I think your Instagram account probably has the most. But
right.
How many have you run across so far?
Okay, so like on my Instagram account, I'm going to, like, right now I'm at 1,233 posts, and pretty much every one of them, almost everyone is an account of a giant. Mm-hmm. And I try not to do too many repeats. Sometimes I'll go to the very first when I was starting to post them and then throw it back up because it only had, like, just a few views, and I feel like more people need to see it. So I don't do that very often. I try to organically go in and find one. So I'm just going to be very conservative and say about between 700 and 800 of actual individual reports. I know there's got to be a lot more out there, but it's hard. It takes a lot of work to find these. You're doing search words. If you put in 3 search words, it'll bring up 0. But I know it shouldn't. But somehow, I don't know if the search bar has been tweaked. And so I have to try with fewer words and do a lot more digging, you know, no pun intended, but a lot more digging through these articles. And it's tiring, but I try not to do a lot of repeat. Sometimes I will, though, because sometimes you'll find more than one newspaper report on the same story, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, and a lot of the search engines seem to be set up more to bring up more recent articles and stories and tend to ignore older ones, which is what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for the real old ones. Those are the best. They're all cool.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of the new stories that, say, like, you know, Google will bring up are obviously hoaxes, spurious, Photoshop.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
There's some really good Photoshop.
Yeah, I try to avoid Google when it comes to my research. Unless I'm, you know, but for this research, I go straight to a webpage. It's the Library of Congress, free domain. Anybody can go in, and you're actually searching just old newspapers. I forget what their time period is. It's like, it's way back there, like the beginning of the 1800s. And I'd even say seven. I want to say it says from 17 something all the way to 19 something. Of course, I haven't found any, and that's what I really want to find. I would like to find one from the 1700s, but I have yet to find that one. But so I don't like to do the research on just Google, you know, because you don't know. And that's one reason I started doing this, is I wanted to find it organically right on the right websites, and to bring out real stuff. You know, I've been accused of like, well, you could write, you're just writing this stuff. It's like, do you think I have time for this? I barely have enough time to be, you know, doing all this research. I don't have time to like write up a newspaper article. And then you can even see other newspaper articles beside these newspaper articles. So no, I'm not making this stuff up.
Well, and for anybody who cares to look, you know, at your Instagram account, there's a lot of these, of the more recent articles that actually have photographs of these skeletons.
Right. So I will, because there have been very few instances of like skeletons taken photos of, and I'll try to incorporate every once in a while a picture of one of those ancient skeletons or skulls, just so people, you know, to make it more fun, right? Like, because honestly, it's not fun to look at a bunch of words. You know what I mean? It's not as fun. So I like to make it look more historical, and I'll throw a picture of a real skeleton. Or sometimes I will do my own personal artwork, and I will draw a, just by taking the description in the article and do my best at drawing a skull that looks like their description, like the sloping forehead and the size of the jaw, the lower jaw. And sometimes I'll do that just to help the viewers' imagination to try to imagine what these individuals would have looked like.
But we always assume here, Travis, that their technology level was very, very primitive, and their only advantage was being very big.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard for me to say, because sometimes they had very nice pieces of pottery, stone. Sometimes they had like stone vessels made out of like would hold a gallon of liquid.
With Travis, Gene, and Tim, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden cutting short his trip to the G7 summit to return to the White House for negotiations on raising the debt ceiling. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan went with Biden to the summit in Japan. Sullivan adding that Biden told other leaders he believes the U.S. can get a good result on the debt ceiling. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to dismiss the judge in Disney's lawsuit against him. He filed a motion against Chief Judge Mark Walker because he said Walker has prejudged the situation and should be replaced. The former Marine charged in the subway chokehold death of a homeless man in New York City is speaking out.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges for putting Jordan Neely into a chokehold on a subway earlier this month, told the New York Post that racial backlash is, quote, comical.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we don't have giants running around and flying saucers, then?
Well, not that I've seen. But who knows?
It sounds to me like perhaps this was an evolutionary path that led to a dead end. I mean, why are they gone? That's the question. What happened to them?
Yeah, okay. So, for one, I believe that there were multiple judgments from God upon these beings. One was the flood. The Bible indicates that there was a second incursion of these giants after the flood. And it's my belief that the ones after the flood were smaller in stature.
Okay, so, wait a minute here. I wanted to clarify this. You're talking about the fact that there are apparently no more giants, or very few, is strictly because of divine intervention? Isn't that a matter of faith rather than scientific research?
Yeah, it's faith. It's faith. It's faith, and but it's also looking at the biblical writings. So it says that, you know, the Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards, which in the context of that actual chapter is the flood, before the flood and afterwards when the sons of God, which are like these other beings that are earthly beings, came down and did what they were not supposed to do, creating these offspring called Nephilim, which were mighty men, the mighty men of old. And then you get down a little farther and you can connect the dots of who were these people. Well, they were as tall as cedar trees, strong as oak trees. Well, so you have a flood. Afterwards, it happens. They come back. They seem to be smaller based on sizes given in the biblical writing. Of about, you know, 18 feet tall, maybe somewhere in there at the most, it seems to be. Then there was a judgment from God with Joshua, where God rained down a lot of hailstones and killed more of them than Joshua's men did. So I guess, and then you have the Indian lore of, like, you know, possible fire falling from heaven. You know, who's to say, but I feel like there might be some sort of a judgment, a divine judgment upon these beings, whether or not was it because they were tyrants. Some of the words in the Bible describe them as being fierce. When you look into the ancient Hebrew, they're mighty, they're very strong, but they're also fierce. And so there's a possibility that he might have put judgment upon them even further, maybe than we even know.
Okay, so I wanted to really get this clarified here, because we're talking now not about scientific discoveries and evidence, although that appears to be the case, but an early history of some sort of divine intervention. What about people who say that there are passages in the Bible that lead them to believe we were visited by aliens in ages past?
Where those passages are would be Genesis 6, verse 4 would be, you know, when the watchers came down and took women. That, to me, that's how I could see it, would fit just perfect for it being much like the aliens coming down and maybe in a craft or something like that. And maybe even creating some sort of hybrid offspring. Is that what you're referring to? Because that's what I was alluding to earlier.
Well, that doesn't require divine intervention. It requires an interaction with an advanced species from somewhere else.
Right, yeah. But as far as, like, judgment upon the giants, upon that offspring, that would be, you know, based off legends of fire falling from heaven in northern Mexico. That would be, I would consider that like a divine intervention. But you also have the legends of them fighting each other off, and other legends as well. So there's a lot that we don't know, and you almost have to build a picture with the information you have available to you.
I'm just saying here, we don't have to look at a religious interpretation. We can look at pure science. If we have different species on this planet, some may have been seeded by entities or beings from other worlds or other dimensions. It doesn't have to be that. And that's why some people look at the Bible and say, you know what, this is an historical account of things that happened to us a couple of thousand years ago.
Right.
And we should understand that. Now, the other question I have, because it seems to relate, is how old could these giants become? We know how old humans can become. Now, as people are healthier, they get over 100 years old, and some are in pretty decent shape. What about the giants?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would tend to think that they could get, you know, fairly old, but I don't really know, because you have different animals can grow much older than a human. So, like, who's to say that them being different could outlive your normal human? Like, there's certain type of tortoise could live like over 100 years. I forget how old these things. So you have different creatures on the earth that can live much longer than we do. So I would have to assume that because these are different, that they could probably outlive us, possibly. But I don't really know that answer, obviously.
But aren't there references in the Bible to living longer than what we conventionally expect from humans today?
Oh, yes, there were. Yeah. I mean, at one point in time in the Bible, it says that, you know, I think the oldest person lived to be like 969 years. And then it seemed to be somewhere in there that they started living less around the flood time, to like 120 years or something. So I don't know if, you know, if they're on that same timeline as we are. It's hard to say because, you know, God called him. He says he will not, you know, deal with mankind forever. So he kind of lumps them in there with mankind because they're hybridized. But, you know, who knows if he put the same time stamp and seal upon their lifespan. But there are, yeah, you're right, there are longer lifespans mentioned earlier.
Well, of course, there are legends of other civilizations on our planet, Lemuria, Atlantis, etc.
Right.
We had advanced races of people, and because of a worldwide catastrophe, it doesn't have to be divine intervention, but I suppose you could believe that it is, these civilizations vanished for whatever reason.
Right.
And that we are the ones who are left.
Right. Right. And I tend to think that a lot of these peoples were probably parts of those civilizations. Like you just mentioned, like Atlantis and the Lumerians, and there's so many different cultures of peoples that were here before, and I tend to believe that those giants were amongst those peoples.
How so?
How so? Well, because, you know, a lot of these, like we said before, a lot of these ancient giants, that they weren't always real primitive. Some of them were. Some of them just used stone. But a lot of them had, you know, greater technologies with them. They were able to, you know, navigate. They were navigating the waters and across the sea. They were building these great civilizations and moving from place to place. And, you know, it just makes sense. I mean, we don't have a textbook saying, like, who was there. But you have, like, so many, like, even like the Canary Islands, just right off of northern Africa. You had, like, these red-haired, giant-looking peoples that lived there. They're called the Gonches or something like that. And they built these big megalithic-type structures there. So if you just look at the history of what the Earth was, and then you have the tales of Atlantis and all these other, to me, it fits perfect like a puzzle that these peoples would have been, you know, maybe responsible for building some of these civilizations.
Would that we had more evidence that that is so. We have another segment to do with Travis, and then we'll do a wrap-up on the After the Paracast podcast, available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus with Gene and Tim, and of course Travis. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out TheParacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let me ask you, Travis Roy, is there any way to nail this down once and for all as to what had gone on here?
With giants in general?
Absolutely, and all the side subjects we get into.
Right. That's a great question because, I mean, to nail it down, honestly, you know, it takes a little bit of faith. Like, as far as, like, when you look at these news articles, you really just have to have faith that they weren't lying to you, right? And so I have to look at the sheer number of the articles, right? And then you have the massive, seen and put my hands on the massive stone artifacts, you know, and seen the pictures and even seen a massive footprint in stone, which used to be probably some sort of mud or clay that had turned into stone. So to nail it down, I would say we just have to look at what we can look at, and it makes sense. So, and then you have the people who say they see, you know, maybe giant type creatures in the forest now. Now, I don't know if that's not really evidence because you're going by maybe a one witness account. So, but as far as nailing it down, I think you have to go by just the sheer number of reports and then plus the extra textbooks that might have been written outside of the newspapers. I just focus solely on newspapers, but I could get into this other stuff eventually as well.
Well, so maybe that's what we should be doing. Let's do that in the remaining segment of our main show and get into more of it in the premium show.
I guess what I'm saying is I have not done the research within, like, you know, textbooks. I haven't got to that yet. I've been solely looking at newspapers and just putting them out there of this is what people have said they found. This is when they said they found it. This is where they wrote it, and just leaving it as it is, right? But as far as the sheer number of that, those articles, the big, massive stone and weapons and different weapons around the world that they found, to me, that's about as far as you can nail it down unless you had like a skeleton in front of you. You know what I mean? But it seems like we don't have the ability to have a skeleton right in front of us at the moment.
What level of on-site research have you done over the years?
Really, I've just focused on this one account, and it's called chroniclingamerica.gov. And I just use, because, you know, it's the United States, it's free, and I just use that, and I just plug away at that. Since I came across the lore of the Celtic peoples, you know, saying that the mighty people were among them, I just looked right into that, and I just started, you know, plugging away and just post after post after post, just, you know, kind of just blasting that information out there. You know, do with it whatever you may, or, you know, whatever you think about it. Here's the information I'm coming up with, and I'm not making this stuff up. Basically, I'm just redistributing old accounts and putting them back out there as, you know, just putting them back out there today because they've been lost.
But what could be done to verify them? I mean, we know, especially in the 19th century, a lot of newspapers made up stuff to sell papers.
Right. So verification, like, for example, like, I have a buddy of mine who's into that ancestry, and he looks into these dudes, that all the people who were mentioned in each of these articles, everyone he's looked into, they were real people. And so, to me, that's verification of to some extent.
What verifies that somebody existed? It doesn't verify they told the truth.
That's true. But there's a lot of, like, a lot of these articles will mention more than one person. And then he'll go to another article from another year, maybe 50 years apart, and find out the same information. And so that's verifying that the people were real. Were they telling the truth, or were they all liars? You know, we would hope not. So as far as to verify, you know, if we were to go put boots on the ground and find out if there was a mound in that city, well, you have a little more evidence. You know, you follow what I'm saying. So, like, you would have a little more evidence if, you know, that area was an actual area. But, you know, that would take a lot of hours to do that. But, you know, I just try to put it out there. And if people want to do their own research, that's great, because, well, that's one reason I do this, is like, because I try to hashtag the town or the location. So maybe if you're, or from somebody is from one of those areas, I get notes all the time. The message is like, oh, you know what? This is this far from my house, or this is near my town. Thank you for sharing this. I'm going to look into this more. I'm like, that's awesome, man. Let me know if you find out more, right?
Has anybody who has seen your posting actually gone out and confirmed one of these stories?
Not yet. But you know how people are. They're busy. They're doing stuff. But no, that's great. I'm looking forward to that day. And I'm actually looking forward to the day when somebody says, hey, you know, I found a bone, you know, or I found this. Here's a picture of this. But no, I haven't got that yet. But fingers crossed.
Well, I know that, I mean, I can confirm, and I don't know if you've had this listed in your archives yet, but the discovery in the 19th century of a large skeleton in a mound at Miamisburg, Ohio. And I know for a fact that that mound is there. I've been up on it several times. I used to live close to it. And so, I mean, the newspaper that the story came from was an actual newspaper at the time. Now, you know, I don't know if the people quoted in that story were real, but, you know, those are two points right there. The mound is there, and the newspaper was there, so, you know.
Right, and that does ring a bell. I do remember hearing of that actual mound. But see, like, me being from the South, like, you know, I love it when people write me from up north and say, hey, this is my area. And I was like, man, I'm jealous because I really wish I lived up there. But, you know, but that's, thanks for sharing that, because that is helpful for me to hear stuff like that, because I'm in the same boat with y'all. Like, I'm posting this stuff out, but I love to hear, you know, somebody clarify it and a little bit better. So here's some more information that makes it even better. It's nice. It's really nice.
What level of personal exploration have you engaged in?
Yeah, I haven't done any personal boots on the ground doing any of this. Like, I would love to do that one day if it's ever legal to go searching for this type of stuff. But no, I have not yet, as of yet, done that. And I try, you know, I do a lot of hiking. I'm a big outdoors guy. And through the years, I've seen stone burial mounds, but I know you're really not supposed to dig into them just because of the law. And so I don't do that. But, you know, there's a part of a investigator and, you know, researcher in me wants to excavate it. But, you know, I don't. But I'm always curious. I actually have come across where there was a strange humanoid buried in one of these stone cairns, these stone mounds. And, like, I forget what state it was in. But I've seen them all over the place around the U.S. where I've hiked, but I've never dug into it. But it was nice to find an article of where a farmer actually dug into one on his own property, and there was a burial within it of a strange humanoid.
You know, that's a good point where we need to ask you if our listeners want to know where to find you. Where can they check you out?
Okay, so you can find my research and postings on Instagram and Facebook, and the name of the account is Giants_of_AncientAmerica, and Ancient America is one word, so Giants of Ancient America is where you can find all these reposted articles.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. While we last on Twitter, you never know with Elon Musk. I just attacked him. He's going to get rid of us now. Just you wait. You can find us on Facebook with the Paracast Fan Club and a Paracast group. And I'll leave it to you to figure out which is best. You can also get branded merchandise for Paracast listeners. 4 different logos to choose from. We have the T-shirts and lots of other merch. Just check out the Paracast.shop. Once again, that's the Paracast.shop. And don't forget the Paracast Plus. We offer this show free of the network ads, higher quality audio, and the After the Paracast podcast, where Travis will return, as all for a low subscription price. Go to the Paracast.plus to check it out. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you will get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. That's the Paracast.plus. This was a whole lot of fun, Travis Roy. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.